What I'm going to try to do is do my typical update at the beginning of for those of you that have heard me speak in the past. It's an update limited to what's happened with respect to the Stark and the kickback statute over the past year, since last year's conference. Then, since I have a whole hour, I'm going to get a little bit more informal. I've drafted a couple of questions. I'm going to come down to the floor, and I'm going to try and get audience participation to kind of address some of the thorny issues and I've identified through those some of the questions that I've recently got, but also there's kind of a theme, which I'll make comments on as we go through this evening. There's kind of a theme as to the things that are prominent, the types of relationships that are really being looked at very carefully by the government in the fraud and abuse world, in the Stark and kickback world. So let's get started. I'm going to start with the little lectury part. I'm going to talk about Stark first and the updates and then kickback. And then we'll go into some, as I said, case studies, some questions. And I'd like you all to ask me the kind of things you're looking at, the kind of things you're struggling with right now, too, because we do have the luxury of having an entire hour and a smaller group. And people are I think they're more forthcoming in a smaller group to ask questions than when you're sitting in a room with 250, 300 people. So please feel free to do that. If you have a question as I go through, raise your hand, and I'll be happy to answer questions as we go through. I'd like to make this as helpful to you as possible and as informal as possible. And then afterwards, I'm going to apologize. I am going to leave because this is my youngest daughter that's turning 30, which is freaking me out a little bit. But I am going to go on home so that I can at least celebrate partial of her birthday with her.